Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, welcome back to the Final Inspection Show, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway and David Hobbs Honda. Steve Zottke from Road America, where it's IndyCar weekend. We got the NTT IndyCar Series along with the Rev Group Grand Prix. Pretty exciting weekend. I know a lot of listeners and fans have been waiting for this for a long time, especially you've been cooped up in the house all spring. And even though the IndyCar paddock is closed, there's some limited accessibility. If you come down to Turn 14 to the vintage IndyCar garage down here, it is an open paddock, and it's a cool way to see a lot of older Indy cars dating back from the 30s all the way up to the 90s. Some of these cars have raced at Road America in the past, and just a lot of neat things. And, of course, the Vintage Indy group gets a lot of support, and one of the supporters is miles ahead, and joining me on the show, it is Angela Savage. And Angela, of course, you have the really sharp Johnny Lightning themed Mini Cooper here, and then kind of explain what Miles Ahead is.
Miles Ahead is a company. We do autocross events for nonprofit organizations. We're completely turnkey, and we bring our six identical John Cooper Works minis and set up an autocross and have a lot of fun and raise a lot of money. So we're really excited to be working with some fun nonprofits and doing some good deeds that way. Our Mini Cooper, the Johnny Lightning Mini Cooper, is actually going to be the pace car today in the Vintage Indy race. In just a little while, I get to be in the car. I'm so excited. This is actually my first time at Road America. I'm absolutely blown away by how gorgeous this track is, and it's really nice to see a great group of people here. Like Steve said, we've all been locked up for months, so it's really nice just to get out and see, smell and hear the Indy cars and be around the vintage cars and, of course, all the great people. And so I'm just really glad to be here.
And the Miles Ahead, of course, we did an event, I think, last year or year before at the Milwaukee Mile, and of course, it's a very, very fun group, and there's a lot of different components with that, you said, with the fundraising, and kind of explain how that works.
Well, if you have a nonprofit organization, you just come to us, and we're a completely turnkey operation. We bring the cars, we bring all of the equipment, we set it up, you know, timing and scoring with chalk and cones, and we have an app so you can check your times all day, and we have a website set up, so that's where you can go and sign up to do the fundraiser and to get your sponsors and stuff. And so it's really exciting and new. And of course, we still do private corporate events for anyone that wants to just come rip around in some Mini Coopers.
And I know one of our supporters, Great Lakes Dragway, is at, you know, we want to keep the racing off the streets and do it in a controlled environment. And someone who's done one of your shows and that, it is a lot of fun, and you get to really kind of hustle the cars around, don't you?
That's right. We let you put the pedal to the metal to go as fast as you think you can go. Of course, there's cones, and if you start hitting cones, you start getting penalties. So nobody wants to be that guy. So
right.
Everybody ends up sort of policing themselves. Nobody wants to hit a cone. But we really let you go as fast as you think you want to go, and we rip some tires around. It's real good fun.
It sounds like it. And someone, like I said, somebody who's done it, it is really cool. Definitely check them out. And how does one get involved with your organization?
Just send me an email at angela.savage@bemilesahead.net. It's bemilesahead.net. And I'll get you any of the information that you like. Also, I wanted to say that my dad raced here 50 years ago, almost to the day, in the Barracuda Trans Am, and just got second to Mark Donahue.
Not a bad guy to finish second to,
right? If you're gonna get second, Donahue's all right. I'll take that. So yeah. It's really neat for me just to be here at the track where my dad was 50 years ago. And I also have some really nice Sweet Savage t-shirts that I want to get out there. So if you're interested in a Sweet Savage t-shirt, email me at savageangel42@yahoo.com, and I'll get a t-shirt out to you right away.
Yeah, those are pretty cool t-shirts. And, of course, the Trans Am series I raced here back in the late 60s, early 70s, just chock full of not only cool cars with the Camaros and the Barracuda, like you mentioned, from Dan Gurney, AAR, you know, All-American Racers, but the Trans Am cars, Camaros, I mean, just neat stuff. Mustang, of course, drivers like Pernelli Jones, George Fulmer, your father, and that. Just one of the, it's probably one of the peaks in road race, American road racing, and certainly a lot of fans. It's part of the history, legendary history up here at Road America. So come on out this weekend, today and tomorrow, two races. Race today, this afternoon, and also tomorrow at Road America, and come on down, see the vintage Indy cars at Road America. A lot of fun, and like I said, open paddock. You get to see these cars up close. In the background, you might be able to hear a Cosworth or a Offenhauser warming up. So neat stuff. So come on down. And Angela, we certainly appreciate you taking time out, and look forward to chatting again soon.
Yes. If you're here, come see me at the Miles Ahead tent, and we'll have some nice yummy waters, and come sit and have a chit chat. And it's great to see you again, Steve.
Likewise, appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.